From KXCI, I'm Sara Ariano, and you're listening to Tucson Voices.
My name is Tris Fowler, and I am the Donor Development Coordinator at the Southern Arizona AIDS Foundation. I have been with SAFE for going on 2 years and a couple of months now. I started as a housing case manager for our Balance of State team working in Northern Arizona, and now I am on our development team here in Tucson.
Can you please explain what the AIDS Memorial Quilt is and how it started?
So, the AIDS Memorial Quilts started on October 11th, 1987, when they debuted on the National Mall. There were 1,920 panels, each remembering someone lost to AIDS. Volunteers unfolded it at sunrise, and throughout the day, all 1,920 names were read aloud, a tradition that continues today. More than 500,000 people visited that first display. Its impact quickly became global. On December 1st, 1988, the first ever World's AIDS Day took place. Quilt organizers worked with the World Human Organization to coordinate simultaneous quilt displays across 6 continents, inspiring quilt memorials in more than 20 countries by the following year. Tucson's response was led by 3 grassroots groups: the Tucson AIDS Project, the Shanty Foundation, and Pact for Life. Together, they offered compassionate care, emotional support, and advocacy at a time of intense fear and stigma.
What does Tucson and SAFE do to honor the quilts and those who lost their lives to AIDS?
In the spirit of the quilt, remembrance, storytelling, and community healing lives on in Tucson AIDS Walk every single year. This year's AIDS Walk Tucson will take place Saturday, December 6th at Reed Park, with opening ceremonies and the walk beginning at 12:30 p.m. Our AIDS Walk program will include a quilt ceremony, powerful main stage performances, and we'll close the day with a celebration fiesta to honor our community and everyone who makes this work possible. We will have about 10 quilts on display this year, and there will be a ceremony where they're unfolded and each of the names are read off, similar to the first ever debut of the World AIDS Memorial Quilt. We will read all of the names off and unfold the quilts just like they did to honor those people.
As someone who works with and engages in the SAFE community, what significance do you believe the quilts hold?
Being in the queer community, there are stories of people who have lost someone all the way back to the beginning of the movement. We all know somebody who knew someone who was affected by HIV. The quilt holds a very personal place in my heart because my aunt, who grew up as an out and proud lesbian in Southern Alabama, had a lot of friends that she lost within those first couple of years of the pandemic really taking off. It means a great deal to be able to see these quilts honored and reverenced with such respect. We honor local quilts specifically from Tucson, so it is amazing to get to see quilts of families and get to have their families come out every year and see the family member being honored year after year after year. And so it really helps us keep that work alive, and it feels so special to get to do that. My name is Tris Fowler, and I am the Donor Development Coordinator at the Southern Arizona AIDS Foundation.
This story is on the Tucson Voices program page at kxci.org. From KXCI Tucson, I'm Sara Ariano.